be very good for you at this point.
I think it would be a couple years.
Ooh. Speaking of Wonka bars,
Mr. James
just walked in here with candy. That's awesome.
Ooh. Robert goes for it all. Oh, don't give it to me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, fine. Okay, thank you.
There you go. It's yours now.
Why is it so heavy?
There's a lot of chocolate there.
I was going to say segueing on to chocolate. The M&M's factory has stolen M&M statues, but already covered that.
Mm-hmm. All right. In other entertainment news, adorable flock of sheep has been warmly welcomed back into the basilica of...
I think it's... Is it basilica?
I think it's basilica.
I don't know. I take of the, I try.
Me too. Of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral in Noltia, the five-month-old... He was named Houston Prince in spring, are spending 6 weeks landscaping the lawns and helping to maintain the centuries-old courtyard, much to the delight of onlookers. I think it's much more for the aesthetic than...
That's so cute.
That's so cool, too, just like getting animals to do it instead.
Right.
But also the fact that they called it lambscaping.
Yeah, so I think that's fun. In more other news, a woman is defending herself after going viral for committing a food crime against chicken tenders. I know. Alexa Greenfield was caught on camera at the U.S. Open dipping chicken in soda before taking a bite.
Oh, no.
That is the weirdest food combination ever.
I know.
Maybe it's good. Maybe she discovered some new thing.
Are you willing to try that?
I am.
I don't have a gut.
I've dipped fish fingers in custard before. I think we're good.
Also,
people do like chips. No, sorry. Fries and milkshake.
Oh, yeah. No, I was about to say, speaking of weird but really good, fries and milkshakes are the best. Like,
really?
Go anywhere, get it.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It's the best. Just take a fry, dip it into a milkshake, and eat it. It's really great.
Especially with vanilla milkshakes. Like, yes. You can't really do it. Well, chocolate's fine. Strawberry's fine. But any other flavor, it just tastes weird, in my opinion.
But no, vanilla milkshake, the salt on the fry combines with the sweetness of the milkshake, and it just tastes really good.
Mr. James is still in here, and he's looking at us like, we're crazy. So, I feel like next Friday, I will get us fries and milkshake, and we'll try it.
That sounds like a plan.
I already feel weird. I would try chicken and soda, honestly.
No. Well, honestly, it depends on what soda it was.
Yes. Wait, does it say? I'm going to Google it.
Oh, you should. Well, more about that is the video was quickly spread all over the internet with some people on Twitter joking that she would be put in jail for it.
Oh, no.
I think that's something that might happen to me. Like, I would just, like, be falling in the background and they would...
I'm caught. I'm going to McJail.
I've McFallen, guys.
I've always wanted to do that. I have always wanted to do that. Like, go into McDonald's, get like large everything, just trip and like smack on the ground and go, ugh, McFallen. I just think that'd be really funny.
That would be so funny. And then more about that story is Greenfield went on to Fox 5 New York and said that she dunks the tenders into soda to cool them off.
It's Coke.
It is.
Oh. She dipped it into like a full fat Coca-Cola. Oh no. Oh, there's a video.
That's what the whole entire thing is about.
But like there's a link. So speaking of links, I say speaking of a lot. I need to stop that. So Livewire has a Twitter. So Ooh. If you want to follow us and see all of the shenanigans that we get up to and behind the scenes photos, videos, and just all around ridiculous stuff that I find on the depths of the internet, I will put up on Livewire_WHJE. And I am definitely putting this video up. And also, we're saying goodbye to Robert right now. He's going to go out. He's going to make some money.
Bye,
Thank
Robert.
You so much for being on, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Have fun at work.
Thanks.
Okay.
Be good. Make money. So.
Okay, going on with more entertainment news, scientists say that they can successfully clone a 40,000-year-old horse. they might be able to bring back another long extinct species. The fowl was found in the frozen subsoil of Siberian crater known as the Mouth of Hell.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a really cool band, first of all.
I really want to go there.
Me too.
We should take a trip.
Field trip. Here we go.
Where'd they say it was? I'm not reading this call.
It was
The Siberia. Russia.
Yeah. It might not be good for we Americans to go there right now.
If we all chip in $5, I think we can go. There's three of us.
Now they're taking cells from it, and in an effort to clone the species back to life, a researcher at Russia's Mammoth Museum said that the fowl was perfectly preserved, so they were able to get samples from he calls the unique find for biotechnology research. So that sounds really cool.
I did a few years ago a radio drama. We were assigned to do a radio drama. I had just had foot surgery. Ooh. So I was a little loopy. And it was like 4 a.m. And I'm like, I have the best idea for a script. And I was working with WHJE's own Shay Haley, who I love dearly, who actually has a show tomorrow. Ooh. Called Wiffle Waffle from 5 to 6, and it's hilarious. I was on it last week, and it's such a joy, so definitely tune into those guys. But I wrote this horrible story about like a man named Rubber Toe, who was pronounced Roberto, and he had lost a toe in an unfortunate lawn mowing accident. He went to Antarctica with his girlfriend Becky, who was just this like blonde stereotype, and we kind of based it off of me while I was on pain meds. And they went to Antarctica looking for the last surviving woolly mammoth, and it was an atrocity. And it was hilarious. So that just reminded me of that.
That sounds amazing. But
I will find it and play it for you.
I feel like that the toe should have been like found like thousands of years later.
I was going to do that, and Shay was like, but this makes it so much longer.
Why?
But it makes his toe number shorter.
Right. In other news, High School Musical fans, get ready for this, because Disney is turning the movie into a television show.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Wait, when? Tell me every detail that you know.
Totally will. The show will be called High School Musical, The Musical.
That's imaginative.
I know. It will only be 10 episodes.
That's not enough.
I know.
That is not enough.
I totally agree.
They only teased us with the movies. We need more. I demand. I want more.
I want the original cast, though.
There's a simple request. All things fabulous. Okay, I'm done.
Bigger and better and best.
We need something. Okay, I'm done.
The storyline will be the same as the 2006 film. A group of students at East High putting together a stage performance while dealing with drama on and off stage. Ooh. But it will be put on Disney's upcoming streaming service, which launches sometime next year. So let's hope that bops to the top. I am punalicious, guys.
Oh, that was amazing. That is amazing. And because Robert left, we're in this together.
Oh my gosh. We're all in this together.
Sorry. Okay. And speaking of, I hate to say that High School Musical is a classic, but it really is. And I love it. And it should be preserved in ruby and gold forever.
Oh my gosh, I totally agree.
What about?
It should have had an Oscar.
Obviously, but what about the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz? You hear anything about those?
I actually have. Apparently, they were returned.
Really?
After more than a dozen years after someone stole them, the FBI has recovered these.
I swear that was just like three munchkins stuck on top of each other being like, where are the slippers?
So they were... says the sequined heels from the classic 1939 musical were stolen from Judy Garland's museum in the actress's hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, in August of 2005.
They've been missing for 13 years?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe that they
Where
now
have they
just
been?
Exactly. That's my thing. Also, who has worn them? Besides Judy Garland, of course. That's my question. Like, if you have stolen them, do you just, like, wear them around? Or are they sitting in your basement?
I'm pretty sure someone, like, put them in a Goodwill. Someone was like, ooh, these are cute. They'll go well with my Dorothy cosplay. And then someone's, like, going around being like, click, click, Kansas, here we come. They don't realize that they're the actual
Maybe over that rainbow, guys.
Come on, Toto.
So the thief smashed a pick a glass case. Plexiglass.
It's my least favorite word for like an appliance.
Plexiglass?
But the whole thing is, I think we put a typo in there, but does it only have one S?
Yes. Wait, I don't know.
I'm Googling it. Continue.
So the plexiglass case and made off of one of the world's most valuable pieces of Hollywood's memorabilia was stolen 13 years ago, and then the shoes that were used in the close-up shots of Dorothy's clicking her heels were insured for $1 million.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. People like insure body parts.
You're allowed to do that?
Yeah, so like, oh, who was it? They were like, I don't know, someone like insured their nose.
Why would you insure your nose out of everything?
I don't know. They had like plastic surgery and they were like, it's gonna be like $13 million. In case someone decides to steal my nose, you know.
It's like putting a warranty thingy on your phone. It's like, just in case if it breaks.
Warranty on your face.
Yes.
That's a good thing. So we've talked a lot in this bit.
We have. You know,
I think we've talked a little bit too much.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
I think it's time for some music.
Yeah. What song could we do? Talk too little? Do you think that's a good one?
I think it's talk too much. I think that's what we're doing, actually.
Yeah. You know what? Just listen to the song. This is Talk Too Much by Coin.